Living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Welcome to the Christopher Columbus Approach to Cancer. What is it? Well, that's what Laureen Benoit, author of the Pawpaw Program, is going to tell us. Laureen, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. And I got a little cut off as to how people can get the book, and I just want to briefly explain the title. It's called The Pawpaw Program, A Christopher Columbus Approach to Cancer. The world is round, and cancer can be treated naturally. And I feel that we need to make a paradigm shift about how we're even looking at cancer. Just like all science told us back before Christopher Columbus sailed that the world was flat, they all thought he was nuts to say it was round, and he had his convictions and he proved it. So we've been sort of led to believe by science that cancer is just in the genes and that cancer can only be treated by surgery, by chemotherapy, or by radiation. And my book is there to tell us that that's not the case. The world is round. Cancer can be treated naturally. And people can get it on my website, naturalremedies.com, or they can email me directly at takethenaturalpath@gmail.com. So
now, I noticed in your book, I can hear you now. I noticed in your book you had a nice section on the importance of whole food to your Pawpaw program. Tell me a little bit about the types of dietary changes you help people make that join your program.
Okay. Number one is they've got to get rid of sugar. And I have quite a few references and charts and diagrams in the book showing how sugar depletes oxygen in the body, how it creates a fermentative situation. And basically, cancer cells love sugar. So that's the number one thing. They've got to get rid of sugar. And then we try and have them in the beginning also limit certain grains, like especially wheat, which tends to upset the pH balance in the body and also tends to break down very quickly into sugar. So again, it boils back to sugar. But so that people do not feel deprived, we give them a lot of tips about how to increase nutrition in their body, how to get a little bit more into vegetables. In the book, I even offer about 20 different recipes so that how people can use vegetables in an increased way. We try and get people doing healthy smoothies or shakes, which are full of nutrition. Some fruits, but again, we want low-sugar fruits or what we call low-glycemic fruits. And getting more, you know, making sure there's enough fiber in the diet, making sure that we get good, healthy nuts and seeds and essential fatty acids. If for protein, we want the best quality protein that people can afford. And so all of those recommendations are in the book. That's my number one pillar of health is diet.
Let's talk about, can we go to the protein for a second? Now, you mentioned we need to get more healthier proteins. Give the listeners some examples or proteins you like or you believe are healthy options.
Okay. So now that depends. I do clarify that in the book also, Mike. It can depend on your blood type, you know, whether you're A, O, A, B, or B. It can depend on your body or metabolic type. And it also depends on your ethical and moral outlooks. I believe that with the Pawpaw program, people can do that with a vegan diet, with a vegetarian diet, or with a Paleolithic diet. So I'm not one to tell people what protein, or, you know, whether they should eat animal protein or not, because I have seen people getting better on both. And there's thousands of books out there that will tell you you need to go vegan to get rid of cancer. There's other books that will tell you you need to go cut out all grains and go only Paleolithic diet, you know, high protein meat to get better. I think that there's a lot of factors in there and each person has to choose their own. But for your high quality protein, seeds and nuts are one of nature's best sources of protein, and they're balanced protein with essential fatty acids, but they need to be either soaked or sprouted and then ground, perhaps, for people to be able to digest them. That's one of the best quality proteins.
So when somebody comes into the program, obviously you get some of these dietary changes going. I'm sure you do a lot of interviewing to see where they're at with their diet, what's going to be appropriate for them. Part of your program, however, is also the pawpaw herb, right, which has those four different mechanisms, ultimately helping to stop cancer cell growth and even spread. When does that get introduced into your overall regimen with these dietary changes?
Okay. And I'll just add one thing. Protein, if they're eating animal protein in this day and age, it pretty much needs to be organic or local, like the best quality you can afford. We start the pawpaw program. We get people started on the pawpaw program with the herbs at first because it's critical to start getting at those cancer cells and stop their growth, to stop that exponential growth. So they start the pawpaw program immediately, and then we try and work with them to get the diet improvements happening. But I don't even need to necessarily do consultations with people because I've tried to make the book very, very, very clear, and people have found it to be exceptionally helpful. If they just follow, you know, the recipes, the suggestions, the diet in the book.
Okay. What other supplements do you also include in the pawpaw program?
We have a basic four-part program that a number of different naturopaths and herbalists and people like myself have developed. So we have the pawpaw, which is to kill the cancer cells, of course, and to stop their growth and reproduction. We use protease enzymes, and those are taken on an empty stomach so that they get into the bloodstream to help break down the tough cellular membranes that cancer cells tend to protect themselves with, and to clean up the fibrin and undigested protein that's often in the blood plasma. So that's why we take those on an empty stomach. We encourage people to take super essential fatty acids like super omega-3s because that helps, again, to build healthy cell membranes. It helps to stop inflammation, and it supports their overall health. And the fourth thing that we use is minerals, trace minerals, because every North American is pretty much deficient in our 64 trace minerals.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that's awesome. I think we're way low on the minerals, Lorraine.
Yeah, everyone is. And you need that for your electrochemical reactions. You need that for muscle and nerve health. You need that for the cells to be able to, talk to each other and be healthy.
Right. And so, and when you do all this, you really are taking people on, you're bringing in the patients, and you really become a part of their lives. This isn't just like coming into the doctor's office. This is a true program. I know do you not offer some lifestyle analysis for them that really goes into all aspects? They're sleeping,
yeah,
they're eating.
Yes. Yeah. They have a questionnaire that goes through that. And, people have two choices here. I mean, dealing with any disease is about choice. They can get the book, just do it on their own. They can get the book, read it. Then if they like to do a Skype or phone consultation, I do those around the world. Every person's different. Some people want to talk to every week. Some people want to have one talk with you, get set up in the program, and they're on their own. It's the person's choice because they have to be the ones in control of their healing journey. But I'm here if they need me.
How many of your patients that come into your program are also taking some conventional medicines as well? And if they are, do you see your program working synergistically with the conventional doctors?
Yes, I do. We get both. And unfortunately, what we get is a lot of people who have been written off by the medical association. So the doctors say, I'm sorry, there's nothing else we can do. Often the people have already been cut apart. They've been radiated, and they've been chemicalized for sometimes years. And the doctor just says, okay, there's nothing else we can do. Then we get them. So that's not the way I'd like it to be. I'd like to get people as soon as they get that diagnosis.
So, Lorraine, tell us the title of your book and how people can purchase it.
Okay. The Pawpaw Program, A Christopher Columbus Approach to Cancer. And they can get that either contacting us directly, takethenaturalpath@gmail.com. They can go on our website, naturalpathremedies.com, or they can ask at their bookstore.
I'm going to cut you off there, Lorraine. We appreciate you coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.